You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mas maagang idinaos sa Pilipinas ng Australian Embassy sa Manila ang Australian National Day. Isinagawa ito noong Huwebes, 24 ng Enero. Pinangunahan ng Australian Embassy ang pagdiriwang ng Australian National Day sa isang kilalang hotel sa lungsod ng Makati, kasama ang 600 hanggang 700 mga partners ng embahada sa diplomatic community, industriya at academe. At naging mas espesyal ang pagdiriwang dahil ginawa ito kasama ang bagong Australian Ambassador to Manila, si Ambassador Stephen Robinson. Kinilala ni Ambassador Robinson ang synergy sa pagitan ng Australia at Pilipinas. Sakop ng lalo anyang tumatag na bilateral relations ang ugnayan sa defense cooperation, security, trade and investment, education, development assistance at disaster preparedness. Ayon sa embahador, papatak na sa 75 taon ang formal diplomatic ties sa pagitan ng dalawang bansa sa 2021. Anya, sisikapin niya itong gawin pang mas matatag at multifaceted, lalo't mahalaga sa Australia ang maayos na pakikipagrelasyon sa mga bansa sa Asya-Pasipiko para mapanatili ang stability sa rehiyon.
One thing that has developed and matured over time is the strength of the relationship between our countries. Australia and the Philippines share a relationship that is both broad and deep. Over my term here, I hope to continue to strengthen this relationship, including with senior ministerial visits over the coming year. Equally important is the friendship and people-to-people links between our countries. Over 250,000 Filipinos now live in Australia, the fifth highest of any grouping. Some of them, like Miss Ilona Garcia, whom I would like to thank for her outstanding rendition of the national anthems, move back and forth between our countries, and both countries proudly claim them as their own. Though in Ilona's case, this claim is less controversial than the Australian media's recent claim over the current Miss Universe. Our trade relationship is also growing quickly. Filipino companies are increasingly investing in Australia. Likewise, there are a large number of Australian companies investing and doing business in the Philippines.
Si Ambassador Robinson ay matagal nang nagsisilbi bilang kinatawan ng gobyerno ng Australia sa Asia-Pacific. Na-assign umano siya sa Indonesia, Myanmar, Thailand at matagal na ring bumibisita sa Pilipinas.
As I now settle into my new home here in Manila and also come to celebrate Australia's National Day, we celebrate the history that has made us who we are, the country that we love, and the values and institutions that underpin it. Nearly 40 years ago, I first visited the Philippines. At that time, I was struck by the archipelago's natural beauty. I experienced the warmth of the Filipino people and felt the dynamic energy of the cities of Manila, Cebu, and Zamboanga. It seized my attention. So it is indeed a great honour and a privilege to return here now as Australia's new ambassador to the Philippines.
Masayang ipinagdiwang sa Manila ang Australian National Day. Itinampok sa pagdiriwang ang mga produkto ng Australia, gaya ng cheese, coffee at wines. Malugod namang tinanggap at kinilala ang mga ito ng mga Filipino guests sa Australian National Day. Mula sa Pilipinas para sa SBS Filipino. Ako si Shirley Escalante.
sbs.com.au